Now it's time for very, very important breaking news. Very important.
Panic. Fear.
A lesson for everyone from singer Sam Smith. Please do not address Smith with the pronouns he or him.
What? Who? What? Who? What? What the fuck is this? Sam Smith, who the fuck are you? What is this they, them, him, her, she, he fucking horse shit?
I don't want you to call me him or he because I'm a singer and I should be they because I'm more than one person.
This isn't TMZ. This isn't The Onion. This is Channel 9, a CBS affiliate in Los Angeles. This was so fucking important that we had to know this. Let's continue.
The singer took to Instagram to share his preferred pronouns, and Smith wants
to left it on Instagram. Why is it news after
to avoid accidentally misgendering the artist?
Jesus,
and that's because Smith identifies
Christ.
As genderqueer and non-binary. A genderqueer
just be
people
gay?
Do not identify as conventionally male or female. Smith first announced they were non-binary back in March.
Oh my fucking God. And the news had to buy into it. Smith announced they were non-binary. Oh, for Christ's sake! Call it what it really is! Mentally fucking ill! Tired of this shit. Fucking tired of this shit. Do you have a penis? Yes, then you're a man! Do you have a vagina? Yes, then you're a woman! Do you have both? You're a hermaphrodite! The end! So he wants to be identified as them and they? That's not even grammatically correct, for God's sakes. Imagine how confusing that's going to be at a gathering. Hey, there's Sam Smith. Let's go see them. Them? Who else is there? Nobody. It's just them. What do you mean it's just them? Who is there with Sam Smith? Nobody. Well, let's go see him. No, let's go see them. I mean, the whole fucking thing is turned into an Abbott and Costello routine. Just because this little dickhead doesn't want to be misgendered. Why are people so unhappy with what the fuck they are? And Sam Smith, who the fuck is this even? Do I even know any of his music? Of course not. And I'm sure I covered at least one of his songs in one of my bad music episodes. Well, who the fuck is going to remember that? That just proves my point about how forgettable that music is. But okay, I guess I should give us a refresher course. Play the fucking track.
You must think that I'm stupid.
Yes, this sounds familiar.
You must think that I'm a fool.
The whining, the soy boy video. It's all coming back now. Another English piece of shit. You know, we've had plenty of effeminate English singers and nobody gave a shit. Boy George, George Michael, Elton John. I mean, at least they can sing and they make a huge deal out of what the fuck to be called. You know, years later they came out as gay, but so what? They don't tell you what pronouns you should call them. Ah, Jesus. Ah! Fuck. Why are you singing like that? Maybe you should be a woman. Holy fuck.
Please call me they or them because I identify with more than one type of person.
You want a new identity? I'll give you one. How about pompous asshole? Oh, I'm sorry. That's pompous assholes. Let's start the show.
It has to stop.
I identify as a queer trans masculine person.
And I identify as a gender non-conforming femme.
I identify as transgender non-binary or transgender non-conforming.
I identify as gender queer, gender fluid more specifically, and my pronouns are they, them.
Jesus Christ! God damn it! Fuck me!
This needs to stop.
Fuck my dick.
This needs to stop.
Fuck my dick.
This needs to stop. This needs to stop.
Fuck my dick.
263-7185-2019. Everybody lost their mind.
Look at me, I'm
he, she, her, him, they, there, and them. No one wants to be men or women or a human or from this fucking planet. God damn it, whole motherfucking world schizophrenic, full of fear, full of panic. I can't stand it. The fucking globalists and the media took this fucking thing and ran it right into the earth. And got these kids confused at birth. Mom sees that it's a boy and she's set to destroy his masculinity. And they kill his natural ability to grow up to be a man. It's not part of their plan. They want to experiment with your motherfucking lives. You're busy conforming. They're giving high fives to each other. Because your sister used to be your brother and your uncle's now your aunt. You want it ran, but you can't. All the hopes of gaining little fame for it. Don't like your gender? Assign a fucking name for it. That's right, that's right. Bigger Bill Podcast 136 and down.
What am I? I don't know. I don't identify with this.
When did people start talking like this? God damn it, I gotta just cut the fucking music off and get right into it.
Now, this Sam Smith has already come out of the closet. He came out years ago. And does it matter? No, it doesn't matter. And I think that's probably what the problem is. It doesn't matter anymore. You're not considered brave anymore that you came out. It's not novel anymore. It's been done. It's been done to death. And nobody cares. And everybody feels the need to be accepted now. So now we have to add all these extra variables, extra equations, extra genders, where they don't need to be added.
But everybody needs to be accepted.
I mean, listen to that group of freaks back there.
I identify as gender neutral, non-conforming, female, male, animal.
Jesus fucking Christ. I think the media just assumes everybody's gay now, so they've moved up to the next step. And they have to refer to heterosexuals
as cisgender.
I don't know who came up with that or why, but there it is. Acting like we're the freaks now. Because you can't call anybody normal,
because then they're excluding a whole other group of people.
Nobody fucking cares what you are. Just be what you want to be, and leave me the fuck alone. That goes for you and the government and the politicians. I want to shove all this shit down your throat. You know, the leftists, the Democrats that are pretending to run for president, wasting everybody's time with these little debates. You know, I don't get it. You people that watch these things, I did not watch the last debate or any of the fucking debates, because what is the fucking point? It's the same fucking dog and pony show you've seen a million fucking times before. It's bullshit on top of bullshit. I hate all of them. None of them are going to be Trump. Trump's going to get in another 4 years fucking easily. He doesn't even have to do dick. He could shit his pants and show you the turd and he'd still win. The turd itself could run for president and still beat all of them.
Yeah, he supports Donald Trump, didn't it?
No, never in any podcast have I ever said I supported Donald Trump. Not once. But the Trump whining, the Trump derangement syndrome far outweighs whatever lunacy is coming out of the White House these days. All right? That's why you can't look at Trump and say, well, he's fucking nuts. Because you have a whole nother group of people that are even fucking nuttier. And they are running for president. I wouldn't elect any of them for school principal. For anything. Much less president of the fucking United States. But they're all pandering. They're all sucking up to the LGBTQXYZMNOP fucking community. And you know goddamn well, privately, they can't stand any of them. Would they allow a tranny in their house? I doubt it. Now, I love it. You guys watch this crap, and then you blow up social media. That was a disaster. That was a train wreck. Well, what the fuck did you think it was going to be? Do you think it was going to be interesting? You think they were going to say anything intelligent or mind-blowing or practical? Oh, it's the same old pile of shit every fucking time. They're going to get rid of a few more, get rid of a few more, and they're going to be left with Biden and Trump. Jesus fucking Christ. You know they're going to pull some ace out of the fucking deck. They're going to pull out Oprah or Michelle Obama, get all crazy. Oh, women of color, women of color. You know it's coming. They're not going to do it yet. They're going to save that for later. It's coming. Identity politics. Everybody loves identity fucking politics. I've had enough. I've had a fucking enough. I don't give a fuck who's offended. All right? I can't imagine every tranny and every gay, lesbian, whatever the fuck that was around back in the day before all this craziness happened. They didn't have a problem with identity. They knew who they were. They knew what they were. And it was fine. All right? As long as they didn't bother anybody. That should be the fucking thing. If you're not bothering people, who gives a fuck what you call yourself, what you wear? I don't give a fuck. You know, there's always parts of town where the trannies are going to be. In LA, it's Santa Monica Boulevard. It's always been that way, as long as I can fucking remember. I mean, Eddie Murphy got busted in the 80s. You know, that story is still infamous. People still talk about it. It happened over 30 years ago. Right? But there's always been trannies there. He knew what he was doing. All right, don't get it fucking twisted. There's always been trannies there, and nobody gives a fuck. You know, they don't have 8 words to describe what they are. They'll be the first to tell you, I'm gay, I'm queer, I'm trans, whatever. One, maybe 2 words at most. These people with these inflated titles for their gender, just like they have inflated job titles. Like a guy who cleans up shit in the street will call himself these days, he'll call himself an urban environmental manager or some shit like that. You know, people have to make themselves sound important so that way they get online and brag about their otherwise ordinary, boring life. But, you know, they have to dress it up to impress all the strangers in the internet. Because that's really important what strangers think of you on the internet. As I've mentioned before, people go on trips solely to take pictures and post them on Instagram and see what the response is. That's it. They're not there to enjoy the fucking place or plan it out or anything. You know, they'll just go to the most popular spots. You know, if you could just stay at home, if you know Photoshop at all, you just Photoshop yourself into it, you know, in front of a picture of the Eiffel Tower or something. Hey, look at me in Paris. Nobody will know the fucking difference. Especially if you put a lot of cute filters on it. Little Snapchat stupid shit, you know. Nobody will fucking know. You could save yourself a bundle of money. Stay the fuck home. Then you'll never see how unpleasant the world really is. Oh my God, look at all these homeless people, just like we have in America. Yeah, it's a global fucking problem because it's a globalist agenda. But we'll get into the New World Order shit later. Let's get back to the non-binary, yada, yada, et cetera, blah, fucking blah. You know, there's states that have passed laws where if you feel you're a non-binary, gender, queer, et cetera, then you have to be allowed to put that on your driver's license. Oh, for fuck, goddamn sakes. Why don't they just put what they really are? Crazy! And of course, everybody's afraid to offend the mentally ill. You know why? Because the mentally ill might kill you. They might just go fucking nuts and slit your fucking throat. They could do it. With all the pills and all the crazy shit everybody's taking nowadays, plus the Trump derangement syndrome, plus the fact they're just mentally ill to begin with, holy fuck! Maybe I'll stay home. Maybe I'll Photoshop myself in front of fucking places. Look at me! I'm outside! I'm not hiding under my bed cowering from the mentally ill. Not me. They're mentally ill. And they act like children. And they were never disciplined as children. So they continue to act like children and then stamp their feet until they get their way. I want to be non-binary, gender neutral. Okay, here you go. It's on your driver's license. Happy now? No, they're never fucking happy. They're never happy. They never laugh at jokes. All they do is lash out at comedians that tell jokes. I was looking at some random sets on YouTube. Random comic sets, and I came across this one. It's called SJW Yells at Comedian. Of course, a lot of clips would show up with that title. And this is somebody by the name of Brad Pierce. I've never heard of this guy. Sounds like he's got a Boston accent. He's at the Gotham Comedy Club in New York City. And he's chatting it up with these chicks in the front. I guess they were talking loud, and the comic kind of has to get them to shut up nicely. And while he's doing that, some broad in the back keeps interrupting. Here we go.
Now, are you guys just like ladies' night on a Tuesday? Are you guys just hot lesbians or what?
We're not all lesbians, bro. Welcome to 2019.
All right, thanks. Someone's
We're not all lesbians, bro. Welcome to 2019, she says.
I didn't say anything negative about lesbians or heteros or trans. That's all I'm saying as I was asking a question. I'm trying. Oh my God, this is happening.
You assume their gender.
Just when I thought my night could get me.
Why?
Worse.
Why would you go to a comedy show? Like why do these people go to comedy shows? City. They don't know how to laugh.
Well, thank you very much. That's a compliment.
I think they get off at being offended. They have to be offended, or else they can't get through their day.
I was trying to protect these.
That's why they better hope Trump gets reelected, so they could be offended for another 4 years.
But I could say, see, guys, my next joke was going to be, see, guys.
This guy isn't particularly funny. I mean, he's working a small room. It's probably the last show or something. So it's a tough crowd. And then you have to put up with some social justice warrior nonsense from the back. Some dumb, drunken white chicks screaming about white privilege. Always the first ones, right?
You're not all lesbians. I don't care who you're f***ing. I was trying to talk to them. Oh, my God.
I'm trying to talk to them. Give them a ride in my car.
Oh God, I hate that accent so fucking much.
My parents tried to tell me to give up on my dreams years ago, and I should have f***ing listened.
Like she shut up all of a sudden. Like she got in her jabs, you know. She probably just stumbled over drunk.
Shit on the side of the road.
It's 2019, bro. Oh my God.
Yeah, I can't wait till it's not 2019 anymore.
So I'm gonna go home, and my wife's gonna say, "How did it go?" And I'm gonna say, "Some girl was wicked pissed at me.
Wicked.
I saw some dude shitting on the side of the road."
Only people from Boston say wicked.
About 50 yards from a cop car, by the way. No concern the police were around you.
If this guy didn't have the Boston accent, right, it'd be a lot funnier. It's hard to laugh at people with that accent.
I don't care if you like men or women.
Either a real thick New York accent or a Boston one. Oh, Jesus. English, too. I can't laugh at most English people. English accents just annoy me. It's really hard to watch English comics. I can't. You can barely fucking get through Monty Python stuff. Although I will say, you know, Monty Python and Benny Hill and shit like that, it was more about physical comedy and sight gags. You know, that's funny, as long as they don't talk too much. I thought Fawlty Towers was pretty funny, too. Old British sitcom from the 70s with John Cleese. Other than that, I just can't laugh at British comics. I don't think Ricky Gervais is particularly funny. Sorry, I know everybody loves him, but I ain't one of them. I would never scream up politically correct bullshit if I was at one of his shows. I don't understand what the fuck is going through people's heads. I think it's this mentality, they have to be offended. It's like they need food, water, and to be offended at everything. And they get off at going to comedy shows. They don't even know who the comic is. It doesn't even matter. I've seen this shit at the comedy store. You know, there's always some drunk in the back yelling at every fucking comic. Like, why are you here, dude? Do you really need something to do that badly? Fucking read a book or something. And of course, the drunken broads are all attention whores and they think it's their show. Interrupting the fucking comic. You know, the poor bastard, it's 1 o'clock in the morning. It's the last set of the night. He's trying to make a fucking living telling jokes. And you got drunks and social justice warriors fucking up the act. Like, you really, really need a ears and a spine of steel to fucking do stand-up these days. I mean, never mind the hecklers who just think you suck. You know, you got the PC babies and, you know, the chicks that get drunk off a half a beer sitting in the front row of all places just so they can, you know, in case there's a camera in there, they can get on camera, then get online, right? Hey, look, I fucked up his show. Hey. Because thanks to social media, everybody thinks they are the star of the show. Everybody has a camera on their phone. Everybody has an Instagram account or some such fucking thing. Everybody's a goddamn star, right? You don't have to do anything. People are instant fucking stars. And I think that feeds into the mentality of the easily offended. There's like a group of people that think it's cool to be offended. Are you offended at this? Me too. Me too. Don't say me too. Oh, Dave Chappelle, I am offended. Wasn't that offensive? Did you see this special? Well, no, I wouldn't watch the whole thing. Now they're whining about Bill Burr, who came out with a Netflix special right about a week after Chappelle's special. They know what they're doing at Netflix. They know that these guys stir up the shit, and they know SJWs are going to roll over and cry as soon as they walk on a stage. They know this shit. They're banking on this shit. All right? Netflix, I feel, has gone into the shitter for quite a while, but this Chappelle special has really brought them back out of the turlet. You know, Netflix keeps raising their prices, and putting out these god-awful shows I would never watch. I was about ready to cancel, literally cancel, not cancel the slang word we use for whenever we're offended a comic and they should be canceled. We're going to cancel that comic. We're going to cancel Dave Chappelle, #. They should just call Netflix the Chappelle Network, because that's all I want to see on there. But yeah, you can't joke about anything because somebody's going to be offended. And much like the non-gender binary blah, 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 blahs, we have to cause all these babies that are offended at everything. How about these fucking people just not watch or not listen? It's not cool to be offended. It's not cool to be woke. All right? There is nothing cool about you people. You are the absolute, complete, polar opposite of cool. All your little tattoos and your hipster beards really don't make you fucking cool. And the fact that you hate to wear socks. Well, I don't get that. What is the thing about not wearing socks? They put a bare foot into their shoes. What's up with that? What's up? Why are you afraid of socks, hipsters? Why? Because they're white. They do have black socks, unless you're not comfortable wearing black socks either. Socks come in all fucking colors. Wear pink ones if you're more comfortable. Jesus Christ. Just nobody wants to see your fucking feet. You know, I was doing a little research on Sam Smith. I was looking at this clip of him on Ellen. I didn't use it on the podcast, but I was looking at it. And he was talking about, it was years ago, he was talking about when he first came out. Like he really needed to, like Ellen really needed to. Jesus, that was a whole nother production. Remember that years ago? Ellen and Rosie coming. I was like, who the fuck didn't know they were raging dykeaholics? But anyway, this Sam Smith comes out and he's in a suit. He's in a suit jacket and slacks and dress shoes and he has no socks on. What is the thing with no socks? I don't know why that bothers me so much, but it does. It's like socks are around for a fucking reason. Nobody wants to see your stinky, nasty, veiny feet. Put some fucking socks on. They're not going to kill you. Somebody must have told these people that socks are bad for the environment or something. I don't know. Or they're made in sweatshops. Like everything they own isn't made in a sweatshop. Every phone, every fucking piece of clothing they have on their shoes. Come on. They make everything you got. Deal with it. Well, the gender politics continue. But first, let me take you back to when I was a kid in the 1970s. You know, video games were fairly new in the late 70s. And not everybody could afford an Atari or a Pog set. That's what was around. And there was another one called the Fairchild, which had changeable cartridges, but the graphics did not move. Little blips and bleeps and things kind of jumped around the screen, but they didn't move. They weren't animated like they were on the Atari. So instead of video games, we played with board games. And a lot of these board games have been around long before I was a kid, and some of these board games are still around today. I used to play games like Sorry. That's still around today. You know, the company that made it, Parker Brothers, is no longer around. All this stuff is made by Hasbro now, I think. Battleship. That's still around, although the current version of it is not very good. It was more sturdy because it was made in America back then. All this shit's made in China now. And by Hasbro, who half-asses everything. Chutes and Ladders, I don't know if you remember that game. I think that's still around. Candyland, when I was a really young kid. And, of course, there were various card games like Uno and Go Fish, Crazy Eights, whatever. But were any of these games really gender exclusive? You either played them or you didn't. I mean, some girls must have played some board games. You have family game night. You know, you always see the commercial with a smiling, happy white family at the dining room table after dinner playing a friendly game of Monopoly or something like that. Smiling, oh, it's the best time in the world. Yeah, you know, most kids don't like playing games with their parents or doing anything with their parents. But that would be one scenario, and nobody ever told the little girl, hey, you can't play this fucking game. It doesn't say Miss Monopoly on there. You play with your little dollies, honey. We didn't have anything called Miss Monopoly back then. We just assumed you wanted to play with it or you didn't. Nobody ever said no girls allowed. What about Scrabble? Another old game that I used to and still play. Are girls and women excluded from playing that? You know, that's a game where you have to build your mind a little bit. You have to think. Nobody's telling women or girls not to play Scrabble. But now, here in 2019, bro, we actually have a game called Miss Monopoly. That's right, it's not an Onion story. It was all over the mainstream media. And this is the official trailer from Hasbro itself. And it's not about buying up properties. It's about groundbreaking inventions and innovations made possible by women throughout history. So why is it called Monopoly again? From inventions like Wi-Fi to chocolate chip cookies, solar heating, and space station batteries, Miss Monopoly celebrates everything from scientific advancements to everyday accessories. Well, where's the Mr. Monopoly that celebrates all the shit men invented? Is that anywhere? Would anybody even play something like that? Well, why the fuck do they expect us to play this whole load of shit? Miss Monopoly was created to inspire everyone, young and old. Yeah, sure was. It was created to further the gender identity politics along. As it spotlights women who have challenged the status quo. To celebrate the launch, Hasbro surprised three young female inventors and entrepreneurs. And they also closed the comments to the YouTube video. Let's check it out. Now this thing opens up with a chyron that says, women hold just 10% of all patented inventions. Fortunately, most young girls are unaware of that fact.
At so many of the technologies that are available
today.
What
does that have to do with fucking board games?
There's so many brilliant female minds that are behind it.
Here we go.
A lot of times when people
please beat me over the head with more identity politics, please. I was missing it so much.
But that's when inventors come into play. They constantly push the boundaries of what we think is possible.
Oh, that cheesy piano music in the background.
It's important to imagine things that don't exist yet because
women haven't made it yet.
You see the possibility for things to happen.
Yeah, you invent it and then they'll build it in China.
You kind of let your brain be free. Who knows, maybe you can actually make it something real.
Who invented the Instagram
influencer?
Back
in the old days, women were in the kitchen, women looked pretty on the stage, but now,
you don't see that anymore, do you?
Building things. So I thought, why not I be the change that I want to see in the world? My name's Ava, I'm 16, and I'm from Ireland.
Oh, should you be a climate change warrior like Greta, the 16-year-old from Sweden?
The amount of harmful dyes in soft drinks and sweets.
Okay.
My name is Gitanjali. I'm 13 years old.
Jesus Christ.
And my invention helps detect lead in drinking water.
Lead in drinking water? How about something that detects shit in drinking water?
My name is Sophia. I'm 16 years old.
16.
And I'm working on
they all sound and look like
they're
35.
Detect sinkholes before they collapse.
Detect sinkholes. Yeah, cool.
What's this?
Much better than a jet engine or a wheel or something.
Look, you get there, Eva.
Look.
I don't really know.
It's flat, just like your chest. 2019, bruh. You can't tell that joke. I just did.
Miss Monopoly.
Oh, Miss Monopoly.
We believe in you and your invention.
Much better than a scientific grant from the government or something.
To receive a first edition of the Miss Monopoly game.
Because you're just like the inventors inside this box.
I can hold up this wobbly chair with it.
We hope that you have fun playing the game and learn about the women who were once just like you.
Oh, yeah.
In every Monopoly box, there's $20,580 in Monopoly money.
What do they have
when
on the spaces?
The game,
Starbucks.
Part of the fun is wishing
Gucci
it was real.
And
this
the
time
Apple
for
Store.
You, it is $20,580 in real money.
What? Wait.
Oh, yeah. They gave it real cash, huh?
In real money. Use
all the men got
bring
that.
This invention or any future invention to life.
Go, Garrett. Be
oh, yeah. It's
going to
go to their adventure.
The
yeah. They're going to throw that game in the trash
change.
And buy a car.
Monopoly.
The fuck out
no
of here.
No way, Eva.
They still have to giggle like little girls.
Hasbro created a
I don't
game
know why we're
that
not
no
taking
other game maker has ever done before. A game that features Ms. Monopoly, whose goal is to make a difference by celebrating female
Nobody inventors cares.
And inspiring young entrepreneurs everywhere.
Oh, God. It took 3 fucking minutes to push that game. And they didn't even show the game. You know, they showed the 3 inventors getting the game with the real money in it. And I guarantee you that money will not be spent on whatever they're inventing. They will go and buy fucking cars and purses and bullshit with it. Come on. They're still girls. All right. I know you want them to be the strong leaders of tomorrow, but they're still girls. They like girly stuff. All right. And let them get the girly stuff. It's fine. It's okay. They don't have to be inventing things 24 hours a day. All right. You know, can't they just let children, be innocent, without hitting them over the head with fucking politics? Leave the fucking board games alone, or just get rid of them altogether. Yeah, I'm really sure the family is going to sit around a table and play around a Miss Monopoly and get lectured on all the accomplishments of women. Now listen, I am not putting down the accomplishments of women. They invented great things. That's terrific. But can't we just say that great people have invented great things? That should include both genders. That's right, both genders, not non-binary, queer, blah, 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 blah. Both genders, men and women. All right? All this time we're hearing all this shit, well, this is exclusionary and that's exclusionary. Monopoly was never exclusionary. Miss Monopoly is very exclusionary. No, it doesn't say that boys can't play, but who would fucking want to? The goddamn thing says Miss Monopoly. And there's a little something that they didn't bother to mention in that log trailer. After lecturing us about the accomplishments of these great inventors, they barely showed any footage of the board game itself. Well, I'm sure the women at NBC 11 in Atlanta can explain it further.
She chunk.
Monopoly is coming out with a new game. It's called Miss Monopoly, and it's taking on the gender
pay gap. Two black chicks and one really ugly white one.
That come along with the game are that women will get more money to start the game than the guys.
Oh, isn't that nice? They didn't mention that in the Hasbro ad.
Yeah. Women will get more money there than the men. And another thing, instead of investing
in fucking load of bullshit,
you'll be putting money in inventions and innovations from women. So those are some of the twists going on with the game.
This game is
going
to be such a huge hit.
Some saying girl power.
You know, funny, this video has 2 likes and 133 dislikes.
I'm all about it. I saw it. I thought that's great. Why not? I think it turns the conversation
on its
head.
Shut up,
Becky. Shut up, Becky. And it gives people something to talk about. If you're playing with your family, it's a good conversation.
Nobody's
got to
play this with their family or anybody.
Whether you agree with it or disagree with it, it opens the door for an important conversation that I think we need to be having.
And you need this board game to have that conversation. No, you don't.
I think this is a good way to start that conversation.
I do also think, too, you think about it. Family game night is always very competitive, right? Mm-hmm. So if you're going to have
you're playing spades and dominoes and poker. Nobody's playing this bullshit.
Gap as it relates to gender, then I think this is a good place to have the discussion because you already
are
sort of
I'm sure all
like
of you are getting vastly underpaid.
And maybe it's fun, but also brings in a different perspective, sort of like you're sliding in the conversation because maybe it's not a topic that people really take head on. So I think it's a good way just to sort of ease it on in there.
Especially at a young
age. Use that game
age.
Right
you know,
into
you're
the
starting
garbage.
Out with your young girls. This is a good way to kind of have them be cognizant of this issue.
Really clamoring
at an early
to play
age
this
to
game.
Be able to look for these types of things
They're
that are going on in life.
They're not posting duck face
men,
pictures on
you know,
Instagram or anything.
Anytime there's a majority group, you may not think about the other side. And so this forces those young men to have to say,
oh,
hey,
we got to force young men to
sister,
think a certain
my mom
way. Is that what you're saying?
Face and deal with. And so that might
you
kind of
play this board game tonight, Junior,
as well too.
Or you're going to get a beating. You learn about women or else. Oh, my fucking God with this. Gender politics gone berserk. We can't even let our fucking kids play those innocent little board games from years ago. Monopoly has been around since 1935. And hardly anything has changed. But that's not good enough anymore. No, we need a Ms. Monopoly. We need to force boys, that's what the lady said in there, we need to force these boys to learn about the pay gap. So in the game, we're going to have women control the money and even have more money than the men. Oh, yeah, I can't wait to play that.
Because this is our big fuck you to the pay gap, which doesn't exist, you crazy fucking broads!
Leave the fucking board games alone. What are we going to have? Miss Sorry, Miss Battleship, Miss Uno? We're going to have a Miss version of everything now? Just to get this fucking agenda shoved right down our fucking throats all the way down? We're coughing up blood already. Enough. If you want to be equal, how about not demanding so much goddamn extra credit for doing things? You don't make less than men if you work the same hours, do the same job, don't go on maternity leave, etc., etc., etc. All right? And you fucking news people are all SAG actors. You're making at least scale. Be happy with that. I guarantee you're making more than some of the men at that goddamn station. For doing what, I don't fucking know. I hope fucking Hasbro's stock takes a big dive after this. I'm sure fucking Mattel is jumping for joy. It's like, boy, they fucked up, didn't they? We'll keep making our Barbie dolls over here. We know what's going on. You want your fucking kids to learn about women's history and the adventures of women? How about you just tell it to them? How about you explain it to them? Have them read about it. Don't have this fucking sexist board game laying around. Imagine if there was a rule in regular Monopoly where the male players automatically have more money than the female players. They would be boycotted for weeks. But no, this is perfectly okay. All those female news anchors just love it. And we can't wait to force boys to pay attention to the female inventors. And then, Yeah, why don't we invent a fucking board game? As long as we're inventing shit like this, why don't we make a board game called Free Meal? You know, up to four girls can play. Somebody has to play the boy. Somebody has to play the sap, right? But you move a piece around the board, and each piece has the name of a restaurant on it, like Cheesecake Factory or Buffalo Wild Wings or Outback Steakhouse or some crappy chain restaurant. And you land on this stuff, and then you make the male character. You pick up a card that says how much money has to dole out on the meal. And at the same time, there's a little timer. There's a little 30-minute timer that's winding down. As soon as it dings, you move your piece away, and you move away from him. And you have a card that says, give him a kiss on the cheek, or just simply leave. Or pretend you're in the bathroom and then leave. Also, if you spend any money on yourself whatsoever, you automatically lose the game. Right? A little more realistic than old Miss Monopoly there? Well, the only thing they have in common is neither one of them should be made. Fuck gender politics. And for Christ's sakes, transgenders, I'm going to say this in all capital letters, are not heroes. Remember the good old days when the only place you saw trannies on TV was on the Jerry Springer show? Well, apparently that still happens. Guys still don't know they banged a tranny. Take it away, Jerry.
Jerry.
Hi, Lila.
Jerry. Hi, Jerry.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Yeah, you know this fella, Chris.
Yes.
And you're a fella yourself, fella.
How did you meet him?
At the gay bar.
I just want to start off by saying I'm loving life and living it.
Good. And I'm not missing my penis at all.
I'm also a rapper, by the way.
Oh, a rapper. Yeah. Like, we need another one of those.
Can I rap for you, Jerry?
Sure. Go ahead.
This ought to be good.
Yeah.
Okay. See if he's any better than the Instagram influencer I played before.
Ever stop my flow. I'm a killer. I told you. I said it before. And if you didn't know, damn well, now you know. I'm always the
this is terrific.
Do what I want. And at the end of the day, I'm
sign him up right away.
I got bills to pay. Say what you want. Mean what you say. But this little Kim girl ain't got time to play. See, it takes 12 minutes to get one. Yes, you ain't got enough money. Chess. Yeah. Life ain't fair. You want to kiss me, pull me hair. You want to me all night trying to
pull your wig off.
Booty, but trust she be.
Okay, Cardi, D minus. At least she's making an attempt to sound like a woman, unlike Caitlyn Jenner.
Wow.
Doesn't really look like one, but at least trying to kind of seem like one.
So that's how I met Putting Chris. In the effort. I took a trip with my girlfriends down to Killeen, Texas.
Yes.
And we went to this event. And supposedly, like, Chris is the man or whatever.
So I
heard about him. So now we're there, we're vibing, and we have sex. Oh.
We have sex?
Who is fucking who?
We have to rush. So, you know, we finished. So he's like, take my number.
Whose dick was bigger?
You know, see you maybe in the morning. We'll have breakfast. I got connections. I can introduce you all to these people. Do stuff for your career.
You're feeling pretty good.
Yeah.
Career.
Making me promises, saying, you know, if I'm good to him, he's good to me.
Yeah.
I call him. I FaceTime him. I was borderline going to stalk his mother if I could find
Jesus
her.
Jesus Christ.
And he was just ignoring me.
Already a crazy bitch and she's barely a woman.
That means he doesn't want to pursue it.
Well, then he shouldn't have made promises to me, telling me he was going to do all these things for me.
I'm already a crazy bitch and I just cut off my penis 2 weeks ago.
So, yeah, after all that, I extend my stay. My girlfriends go back home.
Oh, he never cut it off.
Nothing.
He's
still giving him the benefit of the doubt.
Jerry Springer's been doing this show for almost 30 fucking years. It can't possibly require any kind of effort. You've done this scenario zillions of fucking times. He's not responding. Well, maybe he's just not interested. All right, bring in the next tranny. Jesus Christ. Let's get out of here. All right, so now we're introduced to Chris, the dude he fucked. And I'm sure he's not a total simp at all, is he?
It could have happened.
And you pursued me.
Yes, he is. And he's short like fucking Kevin Hart.
No, not right away. You give us some time.
He's attracted to those tall man women.
No, see, that's the problem. You don't make the rules in this game.
You
don't
make
the rules. I make the rules. I'm the boss. You really think she's a woman, don't
you? You wait for the right time, the right place to make it happen.
I make the time. I make the time,
You cannot make the time. You cannot make the time. How are you going to make the time if I don't give you the time?
Whatever. All you are is a liar and fabricate the truth.
Okay, nothing.
Says the man,
and
woman.
Leave things unsaid. So things that were unsaid that I wanted to tell you in the morning, and the reason why I was calling you and FaceTiming you was to tell you that I wasn't born female. I'm a transsexual woman.
You knew. You knew, dude.
No, you should have answered the phone.
You fucking knew.
No, you should have answered the phone.
Like, you were...
And of course, he has the crying girlfriend in the back who's going to forgive him.
So you're telling me...
I'm telling you.
Let me process all this. Like, you have the same. We
you fucked a dude in the ass. That's what you did.
Did it feel like it did? All
right. And you knew it.
All right. So, you didn't even. So.
Oh, please.
That's something you tell somebody before you walk in a situation. Like, this whole time I'm thinking, when you dragged
about
me
it.
In.
Were you worried about it when you were.
When you were sucking my dick? Is that what you said? When you were sucking my dick? Hey, Chris. I'm Lila.
Suck my dick.
Ha ha ha. I'll tell you what, I miss the old days of Jerry Springer. Remember when you can make fun of trannies and laugh at trannies and everybody laughed at the trannies? But did the trannies mind? Hell no! They were happy to be on TV. But social media has taken all of that fun away because everybody on social media thinks they're a fucking superstar. So you know, every 12-year-old boy who finds their mom's wig in the closet puts on a drag show, and then he's considered a fucking hero and a celebrity. And you can't make fun of him. Well, fuck that kid, and fuck his mother, too. And fuck you if you think that shit is cute. I say, bring back the old days, keep the trannies a Jerry Springer. And for all of you that think having a pronoun on your Twitter profile has any kind of meaning whatsoever, come here. I got news for you. You ready? Sam Smith, this is for you. It doesn't mean jack fucking shit. Get over yourselves, you fucking ponderous douchebags. Thank you. And on that note, I'm gonna get the fuck out of here. Yeah. That's right, little MC8 for that ass. Bitches, sing.
I say my all the time.
Shit.
And I say my all the time.
Yeah. BigAngryPhil.com is where you can find me at BigAngryPhil.com. If you're on Facebook for some godforsaken reason, come on over to the Big Angry Phil podcast page. Like that shit, follow that shit, do that shit. Follow me on Twitter at the Big Angry Phil, Instagram Big Angry Phil, SoundCloud, TuneIn, Bigger Phil Podcast. Tom Likas Show is at PremiumTom.com and the Gary and Dino Show, GaryandDino.com. That's it for me. Until next week.
See ya. Please do not address Smith with the pronouns he or him. Smith wants fans to use they or them to avoid accidentally misgendering the artist.
Fuck you! You little scumbag!